The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Nun Beis. The Ran over here in the Dharma, Daf Nun Beis and Aleph, discusses at length the halacha of a Dover Sheish Lematirin. This halacha is, you know, there's a concept of a taruvis, of a mixture of certain things that are osur to eat. They get mixed in together with things which are mutter to eat. The rule is that we say there is a concept of bitul beroif. If most of this mixture is something which is mutter to eat, then the miut, that small amount of isur, of something that fell in, that was mixed in, that which is osur, not allowed to eat, becomes bottle. And now the entire mixture is mutter, bachilo, a person is allowed to eat it and have benefit from it. However, there are certain exceptions to this rule. This is the general rule, minatayra, bottle baroi, but there are certain exceptions, and the exception that the Ran deals with over here at length is what's called a dover sheyesh lematirin. Dover sheyesh lematirin means something when an isser, something which is osir, becomes mixed into something which is mutter, something which is allowed to eat. And this thing that is osur to eat is something which, at a certain point in time, at a later date, will its isur will evaporate, its isur will go off, and then it will become mutter. In such a situation, it's called a dover sheyesh lematirin, and the Gemara says that a dover sheyesh lematirin does not become bottle. So, in a case where we have something which is someone made a nether and he asked something, certain thing on himself, and it got mixed into a taruvis, so the question is he allowed to eat it, even though normally we would say that something is bottle beroif. However, since it's in the object of isser, it's something that is possible to become mutter at a later time. If a person would go to a chacham, and the chacham will be matir his nether, the nether will go away, and at that point in time he'll be mutter to eat the taruvis, the thing which is osur. So therefore we say until that time the thing which is osur, which is mixed in with the other objects which are mutter, the entire thing is osur to be eaten. One is not allowed to eat it. This comes up in many different cases. The halacha comes up when they have things which are muktza on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Certain mixtures, things get mixed together, and the halacha is obviously we know that things that are muktzah are only muktzah on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. After Shabbos and Yom Tov will be over, they will not be muktzah anymore. So, in such a situation, the Gemara says in Be'ah that's considered a dover sheyesh lematirin. If we have a certain food, the Mishnah in Be'ah talks about an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. The halacha is that it's considered noilav, it's considered something which you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov. However, as soon as Yom Tov is over, it will be mutter for somebody to eat it. So if this egg or something like that got mixed in with other things, and I'm not sure exactly where it is, the halacha is the entire mixture is osur. It's osur to eat it. It's osur certain cases to have benefit from it even, until after Yom Tov, until it will become mutter. This is the rule of dover sheyesh lematirin. What's the reason why, when it comes to dover sheyesh lematirin, we're machmir? Why are we machmir and we say that the regular rule of bittul does not apply? So there are two different opinions in the Rishonim. The opinion of Rashi in Bayon Daftal and the Beis, the reason why dover sheyesh lematirin is not bittul and it's also to eat, says Rashi, if I eat it today, I'm eating something which is also. Why should I eat it today? I might as well wait. Wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow will be mutter. Says Rashi, it's true that technically speaking, I could rely on the concept of bittul beroi, but why would I want to rely on it? What if I don't need to rely on this leniency of bittul beroi? So we'd rather not rely on it. And therefore, says Rashi, we won't rely on it, and we'll say instead that wait till tomorrow, until after it becomes mutter, and then it will be the entire thing will be mutar b'achilul, you'll be allowed to eat it. That's the opinion of Rashi. The Ran over here in the Dorin disagrees. He gives a different reason why Dovr Sheish Tematirin is not mutar, and there's no concept of Vidal Baroiv by Dovr Sheish Tematirin. The Ran says over here that what's the underlying concept of a bittul baroiv? So the Ran says that we find there are certain cases that the Gemara discusses that certain things are not bottle. We find there's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in all different places in the Gemara. The Gemara says that if the two objects are mixed together, one is us and one is mutter, but they're the same type, they're the same min, the same type of food, not two different foods, it's the same food, one of them is usr for whatever reason, and one of them is mutter, it's called min b'minoi. Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'minoi is not batal, even if it's a davar she'ein lematir. The halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minoi is not batal. What's the reason? Says the Ran, the reason why we say that min b'minoi is not batal is when the whole concept of bittul baroiv says that I take two things which are opposites, two things which are different, and when I want to look at the mixture as a whole, do I say, what is the status of this mixture? Is it component A or is it component B? Is it the Isser or is it the Heter? So because the Isser and the Heter are different from each other, so we can say that the Isser evaporates, it's as if it's not here anymore, and it becomes bottle to the Heter. However, when the two components that are in this mixture are similar, if they're the same type of food, it's min b'minoi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the more similar two things are, the less bittul it can affect. You cannot affect bittul. You cannot cause one thing to become bottle to somebody else if it's very similar to the thing that's becoming bottle. The concept of bittul, says the Ran, we see from Rabbi Yehuda, that the concept of bittul only takes effect when the two things are different, when there's some sort of difference between them. Now, Rabbi Yehuda himself holds that min b'minoi, two things are the same type of food, are not bottle. The Chacham disagree, and the Chacham say that even though the two things are similar, they still are bottle. And the Ran explains that it's not because the Chacham disagree with conceptually with Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that the concept of bittul does not depend on similarities. No, that's not the reason. He says that the Chachamim, when they look at whether these two things, these two components are similar to each other or if they're different, they don't look at the physicalities. Are they physically the same type of food or are they a different type of food? The Chachamim look at the status, the halachic status of these two foods. I have a halachic, one food which its status is it's osir, the other food is it's mutter, so they're different. One is osir, one is mutter. If one is osir and one is mutter, I put them together, so it'll be batal b'roi. The thing which is osir will be batal to the component which is heter, because they're different from each other. However, says the Ran, what if the two things that are mixed together, one of them is osir to eat, one of them is mutter to eat, what if the thing which is osir to eat is not so osir? There are some certain situations where you would be allowed to eat this food. So it's not completely osir, it's only somewhat osir. Says the Ran, in such a case, they're not completely different from each other. The two components are somewhat similar in a way that we find certain situations where they would both be, you would be allowed to eat both of them. In such a situation, says the Ran, I could understand, I could hear, that there would be a logical argument to say that since they are similar to each other, they will not become batal. Says the Ran, that's the reason behind Dovr Sheish Tematirin. When I have something which is osir, it's osir. Today it's osir. Tomorrow it's going to be mutter. So if I have something which is osir today and mutter tomorrow, so it's not so osir. It's isir. It's osir today, but it's not osir forever. So therefore, it's fairly similar to the heter, the thing which is mutter today. The only difference between the two of them is today. Today, one is osir, one is mutter. Tomorrow, they'll both be mutter. And in such a situation, says the Ran, since they are similar to each other, they will not become batal. And that is the logic, according to the Ran, behind a Dovr Sheish Tematir. Now, there are a number of differences in halacha between the reason of Rashi for Dovr Sheish Tematir and the reason of the Ran for Dovr Sheish Tematir. The simplest difference between Rashi and the Ran himself speaks this out, is that there is a concept that when I have, let's say where I have two things, And each one is mutter. Each one is considered heter. I don't have two things mixed together and one is also one is mutter. I mix two things together and they are both heter. Both things which are mutter. And I want to know, is it bottle? Is the thing which is less, the component which is the other component which is more will be mevatel, the component which is less, and now it's not considered that object, that item is here anymore. And for whatever reason, I want to mix it together with something else afterwards. Do I say that heter beheter is bottle? There are two famous examples. There's one example. The example is klayim. The halacha is a person is not allowed to make any clothing, a beged, out of wool and linen together in the same beged. So if the halacha, what would be if somebody was making a thread out of wool, and part of the fibers that used to make up this thread were regular wool, and part of the fibers were some other material which is not included in the iser of shatness. So now the question becomes, what is the status of this thread? Is this thread considered a woolen thread? Or is this thread considered a different thread? So we would, normal circumstances, we would say that you would look at whatever is the roiv, if the roiv is a woolen thread, so then I can't mix it with linen. If roiv is the different threads, then I'll be bought up a roiv. However, this case, there's no iser and heter over here. I haven't made the beged of shatnez yet. So this is the case of heter beheter, which would be impacted according to the Ram. I would say that heter beheter is not bottle, because since the two things are both mutter right now, they're very similar. They're exactly the same when it comes to status of being osir or mutter. They're both the same. In such a situation, I would not apply the rule of vitel beroiv. Whereas according to Rashi, I could make an argument that I would apply the rule of vitel beroiv according to the sheet of Rashi. Be as it may, there are other nafkiminis when it comes to the halach of Dabar Sheish Matirin itself. The general rule is, when it comes to Dabar Sheish Matirin, which we find in the Gemara in the Nedarim and other places, is that this that we say that a Dabar Sheish Matirin is not batul is only true when the two things, the Isser and the Heter, that are mixed together are the same min, the same type of food, the same type of material, or whatever it is. So when I have min b'minoi, we mentioned before Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'minoi is not bottle, but we don't pass like that. We pass in min b'minoi is bottle. We pass like the chachamim. So therefore, in general situation, when I have min b'minoi, it will be bottle. But when it's a dover sheish the matir, it will not be bottle. When one of the objects of iser is it has some sort of het after a certain time, it's dover sheish the matir, and then that this iser will not be bottle to the heter. However, the rule of Dabar Sheish Matirin only applies when it's the same min, when it's the same type of food. If it's Einu Minoi, then this rule doesn't apply. Chazal did not make this gzeira in the case of Einu Minoi. However, there is a case of a Gemara in Be'a, without getting involved in the details, there is a case where the Gemara discusses a possible situation of a Dabar Sheish Matirin even by an Einu Minoi. And although we don't pass it like that, and the Shulchan Aruch says that we do not consider something a Dabar Sheish Matirin when it's Einu Minoi. However, the Ran over here says clearly that the definition of Minoi Einu Minoi is very flexible. According to the Ran, it's possible to even to have, technically speaking, certain things which are Einu Minoi, and they are still not bottle. Says the Ran, when I have, the Gemara gives an example of things which are completely mutter, Maim and Melach, which are completely mutter, and I mix them together, and it's appropriate to know what is the tchum of this cake or this bread that was baked between the two of them. So that is the case of Heter beheter, because they're both mutter. It's just a question of where is the tchum. So the Ran over there says, since each thing is mutter, so then, of course, heter beheter, since it's so similar, therefore we will not say that there's a concept of bitul b'chla. So it would come out that in certain situations, the Ran would say, even by any minoy, even when I have a mixture of two objects, which are not the same type of food, still the Ran would say that in such a situation we consider it the davar sheish matirin, and it will not be bought. Now the halacha is not like the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridis Mikubbeis. Kuvveis, if Aleph says clearly the halacha is like Rashi, the halacha is not like the Ram. The Taz over there seems to be a little bit unclear, but the Ramah says clearly the halacha is like Rashi, not like the Ram, in this situation. Now there is another case that would seem to be impacted by the machloikis between Rashi and the Ram. There's a very famous machloikis, Rishonim. What is the halachic status of chametz? We know the halacha is on Pesach, a person is not allowed to eat any chametz. What's the halacha if chametz gets mixed in to some other mixture? On Pesach, is one allowed to eat it or is one not allowed to eat it? So the halacha is, in such a case, the Gemara says clearly that chametz that gets mixed into another mixture on Pesach, it's aser and it is not bottle at all. There's no, absolutely no reason it's not bottle. It's aser to eat the entire thing. The question of the Rishonim is, why is this? Why is this so? So some Rishonim say the reason why chametz is aser is because chametz is a very strict iser. The iser of chametz is karis. Someone eats chametz on Pesach is karis. Since the punishment for eating chametz on Pesach is very strict, so therefore the chum were very machmer and they said chametz is never bought. However, the Rambam says a different reason. The Rambam says that chametz is a davar sheish lamatir. The Rambam says chametz is an object that it's also today on Pesach, but after Pesach it'll become mutter. It's only also on Pesach. As soon as Pesach is over, it's mutter. So therefore it's a davar sheish lamatir. Since it's a davar sheish lamatir, something which is also today and mutter tomorrow, so when it gets mixed into something else, the halacha is it's not bottle. It remains also. Therefore, says the Rambam, that is the reason why chametz becomes also even when it's mixed in. Even in a taruvis chametz on Pesach, it's also. However, the Ramah says we don't pass like this Rambam. The Ramah over there in Yerideh says that we pass like the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim disagree and say that chametz is not a davar sheish lamatirin. Why is chametz not a davar sheish lamatirin? Because true that it is also today and will become mutter tomorrow. But it's not something which when it becomes mutter will remain mutter forever. Next year, if I keep this chametz around, next year it'll become aser again. So in such a situation, says the Ramah, says really, it's really the Rishonim. Rishonim disagree with the Rambam and say that in such a case, something which is aser today, and even though it becomes mutter tomorrow, but at a later point in time, it will become aser. Such an object, an item, does not get the status of a davar sheish lamatirin, and therefore it will become bottle, and therefore they have to give a different reason why chametz is not bottle on Pesach. Question is, how do we understand this logic? How do we understand the svar? The svar is something which is also today and it's also next year, and in between there's a point of time where it's mutter. Why would I consider that a something with davar she'ein lamatirin? So it would seem at face value that this machloikis would depend on the machloikis between Rashi and the Ran that we mentioned before. If we say, like Rashi, that the reason why davar sheish lamatirin is not bottle is because why do you have to eat it when it's also? Why not just wait and eat it when it's mutter? So if that would be the case, it would make a lot of sense what the Rambam says. Right now it's also to eat it. Don't eat it now when it's also. You when it's mutter. I mean, tomorrow, next year, a different time, it'll become also again. Who cares? But the point is, I don't want to eat this thing when it's in a state where, if it would be on its own, it would be also. However, according to the Ran, what's the reason of the Ran? Why does the Ran say that a davar sheish lamatirin is not bottle? The reason why a davar sheish lamatirin is not bottle, because since it has a heter, so it's very similar to the thing that it's mixed in with. And since I have two things that are similar, that are mixed in, together with each other, so therefore it does not affect any bittle. However, something which is also today, and it's also a month from now, or a year from now, happens to be in between, there are certain times of the year when it is mutter, so then according to the Ran, we can make an argument that in such a case, that will not be considered a davar sheish lamatirin, because it's not very similar, it's already enough, there's enough of a difference between this object, which is also today and also later, and this the other things that it's mixed together, which are always mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.